they all say this is, they all have to put it in this politically correct to meet the changing needs of our customers and to move with the speed required in this agile, you know, technological age. You know, we have to make some changes in the organization to deliver what our customers demand.
Now, I can't help but notice that this was done at the first, on the first of the month, right?
Well, it was Friday, so that would have been
But these decisions were made on the first of the month. It was like those people that I would like to find out, though, those people that got laid off, did they wake up Thursday morning and say, rabbit, rabbit, very first thing?
Maybe not.
Clearly, they did not, because they did not have good luck. They were laid off.
So anyway, that's it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Did they wake up and say, rabbit, rabbit?
So anyway, that's it.
Rabbit, rabbit! Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3279 of a BFO for Tuesday, the 1st of September, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show!
Big Fatty, you talk too damn much! Hello, Springers. Big Fatty as in Jerry. No, hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. This is for Carrie and Umbrella and Scotty and Straight Bob and Artie Crozer and Arthur and who the hell else am I forgetting? Big Fatty, everybody, I don't know. But y'all, you know, down there in the future, the 1st of September is the first day of spring for them. Oh, Big Fatty, only problem is they're hearing this on the 2nd of September. Oh, yeah, I guess that's right. So, I guess I've just gone and fucked it up again. No surprise there!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I see y'all today. Today, the 1st of September. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he used to live in the Tejas and was our Tejas State Fair fried food correspondent. Yes, McKinney, but they're not doing that. Y'all, I did hear that some of the state fairs, they're having so you can drive up and get some of the fried food, and but you have to stay in your car. I don't know how that works. But y'all, he is now out in the California, perhaps even in the San Francisco area. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Bjorn. Big Fatty, we love Bjorn. It's true. And y'all, Bjorn, you know, this time of year, it's just when we expect to have our annual physical exam. No, digital rectal exam. No, our annual call from Bjorn. To tell us what new fried foods were available. But y'all, Bjorn's been a listener for many, many years. Big Fatty, I'm sure he's come to his senses by now and unsubscribed. Well, he could have. But we remember him nonetheless. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see Bjorn on the Twitty or the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
Dick, I see y'all. Today's census is from Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Y'all, he lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. Been listening since episode number 1, which he says is entirely far too long. His favorite segment is the Gentleman Caller Report. What would he change? He would add a smell-o-vision for full effect. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, he's been to a Pride 48 event, but has never utilized a special chair. Big Fat, I don't believe that. And as far as Sharton himself, he went out on a nipple walk at the local park. As soon as he finished and got back in his car, he felt a rumbling in his abdominal area. Halfway home, his ass exploded in molten glory. The lesson, never exercise. Big Fatty's smarter than I thought. Molten glory. On the 1st of September, it's a toe tapper. It is. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, old Vader and I got together for our latest installment of the Little Fatty Cast. Y'all, it should be out later today also. Y'all, he's got an update on his detached rectum. Y'all, I'm a little burpy because y'all, just before I sat down to record, I was a little hungry, and so y'all, I just decided, you know what, I'm gonna have a little garden salad. And y'all, I did that, and I put a little blue cheese dressing on it. And y'all, then I put some of those French fried jalapenos. Y'all, they're right there by the French fried onions in the grocery store near the green beans. And y'all, they're just delicious. But y'all, the solid was so good because y'all, I had fixed it up. And then I'd put the bowl in the refrigerator. Y'all, I think a solid tastes so much better when it's served in a cold bowl. Big Fatty, a cold bowl is never mind. That just that I'm going into the vulgar zone. No, not okay. But y'all, after we recorded, then I had me a little supper. What did I have for supper? Y'all, I had made a. A couple of weeks ago, I had bought a brisket at the Von's East. And so, y'all, I put that in the cracker pot with an onion and some salt and pepper and all. And y'all, then I poured a little bit of moose pea wine in there with it. And y'all, I got to tell you, this was so good. It was it had all kinds of good flavor. And y'all, then I took the meat out and I mixed up a little bit of flour in with those juices and the onion and the wine and everything. And not a thick gravy, but just gave it a little body and then put the meat back and, you know, slice the meat up in it. Y'all, it was just delicious. And y'all, I don't say that about my cooking very often. But anyway, I had that and a garden salad. For my supper, and I did not go out for a nipple walk after supper. I watched the sports ball. Y'all, I couldn't. Well, I tell you the reason I didn't go out for a walk. I couldn't remember if we had a suits meeting or not, I'm pleased to tell you we did not. Anyway, watched some of the sports ball and all. Y'all, I decided I was going to fix me a bowl of popcorn. So, I made me some popcorn. I do it with the bacon grease, just a tablespoon of the bacon grease and the white popcorn, and then the real butter and salt and pepper. Y'all, just absolutely delicious. And then I crawled in the bed, and I had indigestion from the popcorn, and Whitman Tinker was hogging the covers. Big Fatty, Anyway, I did finally go to sleep, but y'all, it was one of those where I'm right on the edge, and I can tell I'm right on the edge, but I just need someone to push me. Fatty, I'll push you over the edge. Well, anyway, y'all did finally go to sleep, and y'all, I slept very well, if I must say so. Got up, had my coffee, had the last of the quiche I had made, and y'all, then I went for a Nepa walk. Y'all, it was beginning to thunder and all outside, and so y'all, there was cloud cover, and there was some breeze, not a lot, but there was some. But y'all, I got in about 6,600 steps or something like that, and y'all, and the temperature with the humidity was 101. So I came back, I was soaked. Yes, Big Fatty, you TT'd everywhere. No, there was sweat. Oh, very different. And y'all came back and got my share. And I've just had a relaxing, lovely afternoon here in the villa. And that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, calling with my update for the day. Today I finished. It was 3187 through 3194. Things that happened in those episodes?
Nothing.
Love you.
Hey, y'all, I believe that was Mrs. Northeast Straight Daddy in the background there. But y'all, that is my Northeast Straight Daddy, Dan. And Dan, thank you so much for that. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, he's now into May. He is into May, Big Fatty, and here we are in September, so he's still 4 months behind he is. Dan, thank you for that, and keep on calling in. Maybe you can call in and tell us what your straightest and gayest thing you have done, and listening to the BFO is not the straightest thing. Big Fatty?
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing?
I'm great, you?
Look, it's a special recording today because I have a friend with me.
Oh,
who
is Larry?
Actually
Larry?
A really big fan of Poodle.
Oh,
and he's a little bit shy, and I just want to encourage him up to the mic. Nick,
that'd be lovely. Nick, little Nicholas.
Say hi to Poodle.
Hey. Okay, it's been worked. Poodle actually
is. Yeah.
Yes. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Poodle. My name's Nick.
Nick.
I work
Nicholas.
With
Young Nicholas.
The Shy Yeti.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm really think you did a terrific job. And do you ever do any signings or, well, not signings, obviously, but, you know, kind of,
what?
Personal appearances?
Oh!
Because, you know, I've kind of.
Oh, I'm very important.
Wow, it is.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm really.
You. Oh!
Kind of like your style.
Oh, yes, we all
oh,
do.
Oh, God, I'm so.
Except my
I'm a bit embarrassed about this. It's taken me all day to kind of pluck up the courage to come to the mic and.
Oh, yes.
Well,
Have you shat yourself?
If not personal appearances because of the stuff at the moment, maybe we could work together sometime. And well,
wouldn't that be odd?
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah,
Nick, I think that's very, very. But no, you're fine, Nick. He's obviously going to be a bit nervous when you meet well, kind of meet one of your icons.
Well, and, we haven't really
Food
met.
Food is definitely an icon to so many of us. And,
yes.
But I know, you know, you've got an eye for the ladies, Nick. And,
oh, yeah, I always have done since I was a baby.
But, well, yes, you know, babies always
I used to
have
my
eyes.
Sister's school friends in the 70s, and I only came up to their knees at that point because I mean, they're not quite six.
Yeah, well,
that sounds like it might be vulgar. Well,
people doesn't want me to think I'm a tart there.
Well, I don't know. A lot of the listeners probably are.
Horrifying.
No, it's fine because, you know,
it's horrifying.
We mustn't forget that we have all kinds of listeners who listen to Big Fatty, and some of them are going to be here for Big Fatty, and some of them are going to be here for Poodle. And, we.
Except Matthias.
You're one of them, which is quite understandable. But well, I think you've made a
go take a shower.
Very shy, Big Fatty. But I think we'll probably go. I'll take him. I'll give him a cup of tea and lie down.
Or maybe some tea.
Yeah. So that was me thinking the Yeti was shy.
No, the shy Nick.
No, it's young Nicholas.
I'll get him on him again when he's. Now he's wrong in once. He'll probably do it again. So, you take care, Big Fatty, and you too, Poodle.
Say goodbye, Poodle.
Aww.
Bye.
Aww.
Keep in touch.
Oh, yes. Oh, you just keep in touch. Call me.
Maybe we'll send you a. Like friends request at some point.
No, I don't have the face space.
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, I can see all that. Of course, is the shy Yeti, and evidently his friend young Nicholas. Evidently, young Nicholas has come to check on the shy Yeti. That sounds familiar. Obviously, Poodle, you've got a fan there. Yes, Big Fatty, indeed. But you kept saying you had fans except for Batance. What was that all about? Well, Big Fatty, he put on the Twitty that he could not stand little shows that started off with someone going, yes! And Big Fatty, I took it personally. I took it personally. Well, I think you probably should. Big Fatty, you're not supposed to agree with him.
Hello. Busy day today, apparently. I was only able to get 4 episodes done. 3195 to 3199. Things that happened? Nothing. Love you.
Big Fatty, y'all, that of course is once again my Northeast Straight Jetty. Dan, thank you so much for the call, and I see you're ready to write your iTurds review, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, a little sad news to pass along to you today. Y'all, Gary Bearden and Tim and the Baby's Arm and Bill in St. Louis all sent me information that was posted on the Face Space because, you know, they know I'm not on there, saying that Christian Messer from the Pleased to Meet You little show has been diagnosed with stage 4 heart failure. And, y'all, I've met Christian many times at the Pride 48 and everything. And, y'all, it's just sad to hear that. They said he has about 6 to 12 months to live. So, y'all, keep him in your thoughts. He evidently seems to be in as good a spirits as possible, and he's going to make the most of it. So, anyway, y'all, that's that can-do attitude. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard those kids from over there at the Mix Minus. Big Fatty, that was back when it was Dubious Intentions. Oh, well, it's the same thing. Daniel Biba, what do you like to remind people on the first?
Did they wake up and say rabbit, rabbit?
So anyway, that's it.
Oh, Big Fatty, you know they said rabbit, rabbit.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.